Chapter 1. Ben shuffled into the college library, tugging his squeaky janitorial cart along like a coffin on wheels. The moment he entered the place, his right arm started aching, adding a small but significant voice to the chorus of twinges, knotted muscles, and scars that composed his aging body. Ignoring this as best he could, he took a big whiff of the place. He snorted and shook his head, gray ponytail flapping. At the noise, heads popped up from textbooks and tablets as students stared his way. Ben gave them his best grumpy grandpa look until they turned back to their books. A study group that had circled up the chairs in the center of the room resumed murmuring calculus equations at each other, which might as well have been a foreign language to Ben. Resisting the urge to massage his arm, he made eye contact with the young man behind the main desk. Jason, the work study for the evening, flashed a relieved smile as he lurched out of his chair and headed the janitor's way. Ben tugged at his blue jumpsuit so his name, threaded in red on the left breast, displayed prominently. The spray bottle hanging on his belt quivered as the water sloshed within. Ben scowled and slapped it.
"Shut up," he whispered. "I can handle this."
Jason arrived, glancing around as if afraid of angering some librarian deity. His combed hair and tucked polo shirt made him look like the Chrysalis version of a politician, close to breaking out of the cocoon into full suit and smirk mode.
"If I'd have known anyone was coming, I would have established quarantine," he said.
Ben cleared his throat with the subtlety of a garbage disposal.
"If I'd have known any winning lotto numbers, I would have retired years ago. What's your point?"
Blushing, Jason caught the janitor's arm. Ben let himself be guided to one side, but once they got out of earshot, he grumbled at the younger man.
"Let go of my arm! The suit don't block everything!"
Jason snatched his hand back.
"Oh?" "Yeah, oh, and here I thought you was one of the smarter recruits."
Jason wiped his hand on his shirt.
"If you caught anything, it wouldn't matter if you stuck it in boiling water until the skin came off. Just don't grope me again."
"The board processed my report?" Jason asked.
"Yuppers. Figured it was worth a look."
Jason squinted in doubt.
"And they sent you?"
Ben pushed his sagging cheeks up and leaned in.
"You wanted someone prettier? Want me to go steal some lipstick from the girls' dorm and get gussied?"
Jason coughed and backed up a step.
"Sorry, I waited a while to call in. You know how HQ gets if you file too many false alarms. Wasn't sure if I actually sensed anything or was just being paranoid."
Ben rolled his bowed shoulders, which crackled like bubble wrap.
"What are we dealing with?"
"The vents keep rumbling," Jason nodded at a nearby grill. "And I've noticed above-average grime buildup. Definitely corruption of some sort. Could be coming in from the air ducts. Maybe a mutter mite infestation."
Ben sniffed. "Nah, you trainees are getting sloppy. Mutter mites ain't never made this kind of stink."
Jason's nose wrinkled.
"I haven't smelled anything." "That's because you ain't an old hound dog like me. You couldn't sniff out corruption if bile got pumped straight up your blowholes."
The water in the spray bottle sloshed again.
"Hmm," Ben nodded. "Good idea."
Jason eyed the water as it spun.
"Is that Carl?" "You betcha."
Ben patted the bottle. "And no, you ain't gonna hold him, pet him, snuggle, or take a sip."
"I wasn't going to—" "Hush it. Let me concentrate."
He shut his eyes to fix on his prey. He blanked out the hushed chatter of the students, the hum of air conditioning and the clack of fingernails over keyboards. He pushed past every distraction until the subtle foulness in the air congealed into an olfactory hook that set in his nose and jerked him toward the source of corruption. Along with this came the sound of leather being dragged over rusty metal and a messy snuffling, like a dog gobbling up fresh goose droppings. Ben cocked his head at the bathrooms.
"We got ourselves a blot hound nested in the pipes.